Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Let's begin now.
Welcome in after hours. Jay Binkley, JT Noah, producing the operation. What's up, my man?
How we doing, Bink?
We're doing well. I guess there's storms all around the metro, or at least up the north part of it.
Yeah, that's why I have parents and I live with them, so they can tell me when the weather's coming.
What'd they say? The big lines getting ready to come through.
They just said, hey, keep your windows up, because the last couple of rainstorms, I've kept my windows down and the car's turned into like a hot tub. So,
is that right?
Yeah, it's been bad. I'm really bad at keeping my windows down at night just because I hate my car being so hot.
Well, it's supposed to be getting cooler. I mean, that's one good thing. I mean, exactly. This weather's kind of sucked, to be honest with you. It was like 80 degrees last night.
Right. My mom's like, we're going to make chili for Halloween. I was like, Mom, this ain't chili weather. What are we doing?
It got down. Well, it's supposed to be. I mean, it's supposed to be. It was 80 degrees. When you went to bed, this time of year, you don't have to run your air conditioner, your heater, nothing. This is when you save some jack, man. But oh no, it's got to be heat. We'll probably be wearing shorts all the way till New Year's, probably. Except for 1 week. There'll be 1 week where it's really cold and 0 degrees and whatever, and then it's back to 65, 70 degree weather. That's just kind of the way it's been. Remember last year we had that weird phenomenon, that Miami Dolphins game minus 31 degrees wind chill. That was very, very uncharacteristic for just how damn good the weather was in this town.
Yeah, and it was so funny how it had to happen when Miami was coming to town. It was just like a perfect storm to have.
Well, you know what? That's their damn fault for losing to the Bills.
That's what I mean. It was just like, hey, you're going to lose. Guess what? Your punishment's not only to play Patrick Mahomes, it's also to play negative 30 degrees.
I mean, should that have been motivation for the team from Miami? I mean, seriously, you're at home. It's a chance to keep the Bills out of the playoffs, because the Bills were dancing that line, either beating the playoffs or being the 2 seed, which is really bizarre, but that's just the way it was. But oh no, Miami had to lose to them. Kind of glad they did, because Miami came in here and they didn't want to play in that game. They did not want to play whatsoever. Oh, they're cool because they're going to come in here with their short sleeve shirts and all that. Hope they enjoyed that frostbite.
Oh, they definitely loved it, and it's carried over to this year. I mean, look how they've started out. I know they've had the injury with Tua, but I mean, that offense.
Tua thing is cool. Tua did come back, but Tua makes that team go. I mean, you can see his value by not being in there. I mean, that team relies on him so much, which all teams do with their quarterback, but that is a much different team without him.
Oh, for sure, but that team is so reliant on Tua, and then you got Tyreek drama, and it's just a whole show down there.
Yeah, he was on the injury report again today, but he'll probably play this weekend. That's kind of how it goes with Tyreek Hill. But every week, like I said, I was really pissed this weekend. I'll get into it about the NFL and what people are saying. And I even called it. I said, just watch. I said, tell me who the flavor of the week is going to be in the NFL this week, because it's going to happen. Because when you flip on ESPN, NFL Network, you name it, there's going to be that team. And what we've seen it, the highs and lows. Detroit's always going to be that team. They deserve it. They've got one loss. That's fine. If you want to blow smoke up Detroit's ass, that's fine. Minnesota, remember, they get that preferential treatment too for a while, remember? But back, Sam Darnold, man, he's coming back. This could be your comeback player of the year. Man, and Minnesota Vikings, they don't even need J.J. McCarthy. Look at Sam Darnold, the direction they're going. What happened the last 2 weeks, JT? What happened to the damn Vikings the last 2 weeks?
They took those L's.
Thank you. They took the L's. That's exactly what they did. But there's always the flavor of the week. And we'll get into it, because there's a, I don't know if you've heard the latest. We all heard that CBS rant by this.
I saw you retweet it, man.
Well, it was some guy named Mike Renner. I mean, to be honest with you, I've never even watched him. I know nothing about him.
Didn't even know he had a job at CBS.
I guess I found that he was on Bachelor at one point, or Bachelorette or something like that.
You know,
like
he
that.
Had the face of that, though, on that video.
Well, you know what, JT? When I saw that, I was like, okay, this guy wants attention. If you're on that show, you want attention. 100%, if you're on that show, you want attention. Unless you want the girl. Why the hell would you want to date somebody that's dated like 50 other dudes in that house? Come on, man. She's making out and she's sleeping with half of them. Stop it.
She's kissing, what, 30 other dudes? I'm like, ew.
Yeah, but we have some self-pride. I know why they do it. They do it because they can lose, maybe be the next bachelor or bachelorette, or get invited to that island where they just sit around drinking and having sex all the time.
Yeah,
I'm serious. I love Island or wherever they send them.
Yeah, I know.
That's where you go, man. You go, and it's like hookup central, man. Who needs Tinder when you got that?
I'll tell you something. That drama, though, can suck you in. My girlfriend watched it like the first year we were dating, and it just sucked me in. I was like, man, this drama is so much fun to listen to and watch. So I'd watch a little bit of it. And if she would get ahead, I would get mad, because I was like, I wanted to know what happened with Tyler and Katie, and she would already know.
She would already know. Now, I've never really gotten into those shows, to be honest with you. I'm such an addict on, I know this sounds weird, and this is going to come across. I don't care. I literally don't care. I watched Louisiana and Texas State last night. We're in the midst of 55 straight days of football, right? And I will take advantage of it on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then Thursday night. We got college and the NFL. Friday night's been a great night for college football. When I get home from the Buffalo Wild Wings we do every Friday night, I jet right home to watch college football, and that sets you up for Saturday, which is, in my world, two things, beer and football all day. Sunday, I come in and do a show. I talk more football at that point, and I sit here during the Chiefs game, and we'll be here doing a lot of Chiefs stuff during that. But my life revolves around football. Yes, I did watch some of the Yankees game. I'll flip it back and forth, watching the Yankees-Dodgers. I like baseball. I like the World Series. I do not care about the Yankees and the Dodgers. I'll be honest with you. I don't. Like, it's painful. Said last night, it's like kissing your sister, your cousin. Pick which one you want. Because I feel kind of dirty rooting for either one of them. I mean, I can't root for the Yankees. Like, I can't. Being a kid from Kansas City, I can't do it. I can't go for the Dodgers either, because that's a team that spends God knows how much in payroll, even though the Mets, people like the lovable Mets. They were the highest payroll in baseball, believe it or not, because they're still paying a lot of salaries on all their chances of going to the postseason. It doesn't work. But here's the deal. I just don't care. I am more entertained by Louisiana and Texas Tech than the World Series. Yeah, you have Freddie Freeman's fun. When he comes up, that's fun. He's got a home run in the 6 straight World Series games. That, I mean, this thing was going to be Ohtani versus Aaron Judge. It is not either. Matter of fact, that dude that ripped that ball out of Mookie Betts' hands has gotten a hell of a lot more attention than Aaron Judge. Keep this in mind, JT. Those are going to be our two MVPs. They haven't voted on it yet, but they will. It'll be Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. They get to the postseason. I heard Bob and Dusty talking about this morning. It's like Marty Schottenheimer. I love Marty Schottenheimer, but you can have as good a team as you want, like Aaron Judge. You can have as good a season as you want. You get to that postseason, and what happened? I think people in this town, JT, including people in your age group, don't realize there was a 21-year gap where the Chiefs did not win a postseason game. I don't know if you're aware of that. The Chiefs at one point were very good.
We would wear brown sacks over our heads to games.
But they were still good, though, right? They'd go 13-3 or whatever, get to the postseason, and boom, collapse. I mean, this is unheard of what's going on. You're like in the golden age, brother. You're at the golden age. You're in your mid-20s, aren't you?
Yeah,
something like that.
23.
Okay. So you're a little bit younger than the Tide Pod eating generation. They're like 24, 25, 26. Did your generation eat Tide Pods?
No,
I can't remember. Okay.
No.
That was the older group, right?
I think it was actually the younger group.
Nah, I don't think so, man. I think it's Kramer's group. It's Kramer's group.
But I'll say this. I remember you would have Tyler Thigpen as your quarterback. I mean, Matt Castle. So I was through those.
Those days were fun, though, man. Even though they sucked, it was fun because we didn't have anything to root for. But Tyler Thigpen. I went to Evan Bame's graduation party. He ended up playing at Mizzou, set a record for straight starts, and went on to the NFL. I was at his graduation party, and I was sitting there going, this dude has never seen the Chiefs win a postseason game. And now he's graduating college, and he's a big dude. And he's going to go on to star at Missouri. He'll probably play in the NFL, which he did. And I'm sitting there going, this kid never saw the team win a postseason game. They would get there, man. They would get there. But that's what our city became. It became getting there and then falling down. What's happening now is unreal. I mean, you look at New York and, you know, they're robbing home runs, but robbing the ball out of a Mookie Betts glove and all this. New York, I mean, here's the Big Apple, right? Last decade, no MLB titles for any team up there. No NFL titles. NBA, NHL, last decade. Flyover Country has four. We have four here in Kansas City. Four titles between the Royals. I'm not even including Sporting. You want to add that in? Because I'm just talking about NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and NHL.
Yeah, their most recent championships, the WNBA, that just happened 2 weeks ago in New York.
Wait, yeah, that's right. But I didn't include that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we're talking about the major ones. The one that they've won, the most recent one, is a WNBA, and it's crazy.
From the 84289, get home before the storm. It's bad right now. Why the hell would it? We got work to do, man. JT and I got to work. Poor Alex might be driving in it. Someone says they're on state line. Well, I guess that's pretty fun. So you can go out and bet. I mean, hopefully you'll have betting in Missouri here soon, but you don't have to go to the Quick Trip Casino on state line. Someone says Brody Quirrell. Yeah, how can you forget those days, man?
You can't.
You can't forget those days.
I mean, my favorite play growing up, I don't know if you might remember this one, was a interception thrown, and Larry Johnson rips Troy Polamalu down by the hair. I mean,
I do remember that. I 100% remember Larry doing that.
It is in my head. And to this day, that was the only player for the Chiefs besides Larry Fitzgerald that I was rooting for because of the hair incident with Troy Polamalu.
I remember Larry, and I remember when they drafted him 27th overall. And I remember how the Chiefs did not understand who and what they are. And we'll get into that. Priest Holmes, they gave a new contract for. At some point, you got to let him go. Priest Holmes, his production declined, as expected, with aging running backs. Larry Johnson was ready to roll. You remember that year where Larry Johnson probably would have got 2,000 yards had he played all the games? And he was giving them a yard more per carry than Priest Holmes. He was. Like, Larry was good early on with the Chiefs. But I digress. That's why you don't pay running backs second contracts, third contracts, fourth contracts. That's why you don't do it. You move on. You draft Larry Johnson in the first round, you move on. That's what you do. That's how you know who and what you are. And we'll get into that with the Kansas City Chiefs. Our phone number, 913-586-7965. I see you, Batman. 913-586-7965 is also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Coming up next, is the AFC West the best division in football? I'll explain next. That's right. Jay Binkley producing the operation. JT Noah. I'll be back tomorrow on Halloween. We will not be wearing costumes, by the way, unless Alex Gold decides to, but I don't think he will. Which means that if I'm here, I got to sit on the other side of the table. I don't trust people on the other side of the table, GT. I just don't do it. I just do not trust. I sit on this side, but tomorrow I'll be sitting over there for the next couple of days. I'm kidding. I trust. I'm just playing around.
You're just like, I like my chair on this side. I don't want anyone else on the other side.
And Friday, of course, Buffalo Wild Wings will be there instead of in the studio. But what I was saying before I went to the break, oh, and by the way, I did receive a tag. Oh, Kling got a hold of me on my cell phone. He tweeted me, says, I wish the window was expanded for Oktoberfest. I couldn't agree more, man. It's a very sad thing, because it is. The end of October, it spells bad things. It just does. If you're a beer drinker and you like all summer long, I'll drink the hell out of beer, of course. Coors Light, you name it, I'll drink it. But get to October, it's about Oktoberfest, man. But the thing is, you got to get there early. People give me crap because I'm buying the Oktoberfest at the end of July. It's actually produced and ready to go in about May or June. They start by so July, August, September, and October. I'll enjoy Oktoberfest before I make the switch to winter beer. I love winter beer, don't get me wrong, but it is sad, JT, to say goodbye to my friends' Oktoberfest. 100% very sad to do. Because I know you've taken my suggestions in the past. I do have a winter beer list for you, my friend, but I am a big fan of Oktoberfest. And to be quite honest with you, I'm sad about it. Very, very upset.
It's okay. It comes back again next year.
It always does, JT. But
or you could buy so much. Or you could buy so much that you just.
I know. I could. Some left. I could. You know why I did that last year? There's the liquor store that I call them up and say, "Yeah, got to come down there. How much beer do you have?" They're great. They'll tell me how much they have. Because last year, the winter lager by Sam Adams, that was quickly gone, man. If you didn't get it and get it early, you were screwed, man. Like I double up on the winter lager, the. Winter Grind, Mother's Brewing in Springfield, the Winter Grind. Love that beer. The Boulevard Nutcracker Ale is pretty good, but definitely the Winter Lager. And those three beers I stay with. I think I had like 18, 19 six-packs in my fridge because I was afraid of, like you say, it running out. Like that made me very, 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 very upset. Batman and KC, what's up, Batman?
Bro, you know, I love this time of year that sports equinox.
It is Batman, but can you not tell I'm upset?
And then they go to,
don't you care that I'm upset about my beer, Batman? You're calling in, you can't even have any sympathy for me?
John Brown. Right. You know, I get some good beer, some good ale, but the deal of it is I love this time of year because I don't have to dress up in a costume. I got my costume, you know. And
I'll get to that in a minute.
Yes. And then I did, you know, I promised to call you back about KUK State. And I told you that get okay, the KU would show, you know, and they're showing. And on my last perilous prediction is going to be that I think we're going to try to take the Cyclones and mess their season up.
All right, Batman.
We'll see what happens. But how about my Chiefs, bro?
We can agree on that. We can agree on that. I will say this about your Jayhawks. Valiant fight. Valiant fight against K-State. They gave K-State all they wanted. KU is one of those teams that's the opposite of the Chiefs. Chiefs find a way to win close games. KU finds a way to lose them in epic fashion. They just do. Jalen Daniels has been playing great the last couple weeks. Devin Neal's tough to stop. I love the game plan of KU against K-State, but it's 16 straight losses for KU over K-State. K-State was dancing on that fine line. And when I say fine line, I'm talking about the fine line between the Pop-Tarts Bowl and playoffs. Like, that, they lose that game to Kansas. They're going back to the Pop-Tarts Bowl in the live mascot. I'm not kidding you, man. It's Pop-Tarts Bowl playoffs, and they chose playoffs. So they chose the right direction. But that's college football, man. That's what's going to happen. I'll get to our Missouri Tigers, JT.
Don't do it.
But we have to talk about Drew Pine.
Oh, you mean Drew Payne, who gives me actual pain?
You know what's funny? Drew Pine on this... This draft deal I look at all the time because we talk about character concerns and quarterbacks being drafted and all that. And Drew Pine is not one of them. He was listed at 58, which means he's not going to be drafted and he shouldn't be drafted. I'm pretty sure Drew Pine should be probably selling Geico or State Farm in the future, because 6 of 12 for 45 yards and 3 interceptions. And why do you have that as a backup? Look at Indiana. There ain't no Curtis Rourke gets hurt. That's the end all be all for Indiana. That's the only football team in the last 20 years that haven't trailed in a game through 8 games. Unbelievable what's going on. Taven Jackson, step on up. You're the backup quarterback. Goes out and beats Washington, who was in the college football playoffs last year. And I get it. They were a 3-loss team going into that. They're a 4-loss team now. Doesn't matter. They didn't make excuses. They just went up there and kicked ass with their backup quarterback. Missouri cannot do that. And you got the prelude the week before, that Auburn game, when Brady Cook got hurt and everybody wanted to see some Drew Pine. They did, man. They were pining for Pine. Then he got in there and you're like, oh, man. When's Brady Cook get back from his MRI? He couldn't get to the field fast enough. But I don't know what happened to that team, that offense, whatever. I mentioned the best division in football, JT. I don't know when that show's going to start. I'm going to watch it. But the Hard Knocks, they're doing the AFC North, right? Where they're going to do Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Cleveland, and really showcase in the Bengals the AFC North. Like, that's the division. We all thought that'd be a competitive division.
And it's still going to be a competitive division.
It is. It is. Do you know how many teams right now, if the playoffs started today, would come from one division, 3 of them? Do you know what they are, what that division is? As far as the AFC North, they have the Steelers and the Ravens plotted there. AFC East, they've got the Bills. And AFC South, they've got the Texans. Do you know what division has 3? Right now. I mean, this isn't guessing or we're projecting. This is if the playoffs West started today, this is what you have.
It would be the AFC West. West, because the AFC West is the best. False. I'm just saying, actually, what really happened is the South is bad, the East is no good, and then it's the North and West who kind of fight for each other.
I think this is actually good for the Chiefs, the Podvilles, because they're going to win the 9th straight division this year. And people say, well, it's the AFC West, it's no good, because you know everybody likes to make up excuses and false narratives when it comes to the Chiefs, because there's been so many inaccuracies in football, to be honest with you. I was watching that Texas-Louisiana game last night, I was telling you. Rocky Boyman was on there. Had a cup of coffee with the Chiefs. Played with the Bengals. He does radio in Cincinnati, a radio show every day. And he was like, oh, Michigan. They were talking about Michigan, these teams collapsing this year. So they had 9 guys drafted. Wish they had a text line, because it was 13 guys drafted, not 9. But who cares about facts, right, when you're trying to make your point? Because that's what we've got in the NFL a lot lately. But, yes, 3 teams in the AFC West. The 5th seed right now would be the Broncos. The 1, of course, would be the Chiefs. And number 7 would be the Chargers. You won't see the Raiders in this picture. Like, this is not where the Raiders will be. But, you know, props to the AFC West, man. I thought the Chargers were going to be kind of in front of the Broncos at this point. I mean, here's the thing. Who's the second best coach in this division? Is it Sean Payton, who's got a Super Bowl ring? Or is it Jim Harbaugh, who's been in the Super Bowl and has a national championship ring? He just won a season ago. And he's got Justin Herbert. And I know Bo Nix is off to a hot start and all that, but I would still take Justin Herbert over Bo Nix. That defense is what's saving the Broncos this year, and Sean Payton doesn't have a damn thing to do with that.
No, and I think when you look at Harbaugh, I think the biggest thing that he did that made a change is he came in with a philosophy. He was going to bring what he did at Michigan over to the Chargers. And he's done that. He's going to wear you down with the run game. When he drafted Joe Alt, which was the right move, even though they needed a wide receiver.
And not only that, but props to them, because he's a left tackle from college, and they moved him right over to right tackle, and he's been doing great.
He's doing great, and they are showing that, hey, listen, we're going to run the football, and we're going to grind it. And so I really think Harbaugh has shown that he's a better coach at this moment than Sean Payton.
Text line says from the 816, Bank, if you trade the Yingling Oktoberfest, thoughts of yes. I like it. I like it. I think it's pretty smooth. The Shinerbach, I never really had a lot of their October. I had a lot of Shinerbach beer, don't get me wrong. One of my favorite things to do is eat at Texas Roadhouse and drink Shinerbach when I'm there. Because if I'm going to go to a place with Texas on the name, and I get it, they're a national chain, they're everywhere, but I'll damn well going to drink Shinerbach at a Texas Roadhouse. That's just part of the rules. That's what you got to do. But yeah, I think Yingling, so many companies are making Oktoberfest now. It's crazy. But you'll start seeing a lot of the winter beer varieties because everybody's kind of got on that bandwagon as well. It's about sell, sell, sell. It's like Halloween. It's turning into the spooky version of Valentine's Day before Hallmark gets its hands on it. I'll explain that later about why I detest tomorrow, Halloween, because it's gone corporate and I can't stand it. But coming up next, there's more dumbassery when it comes to the Chiefs. You thought CBS was it with Mike Renner? Whoa. You wait, JT. You wait till next. I'll play something to make your blood boil next. Welcome back, 96.5, The Fan, Jay Binkley, JT Noah. JT will be with me Friday night. We'll talk some football, the Fans Football Show. At Lee Summit this week. Come out and see Mitch Schwartz, Dean and Hughes. I think the Dust Man was going to stop by for a while because he's a Lee Summit. He's the prince of Lee Summit. Dusty Likens is Lee Summit. Seriously, he is. I think he's December on the calendar. The Men of Lee Summit calendar they have. Yeah. I'm kidding. They don't really have that. If we can you imagine if we had it here?
They would just buy it to see you.
Yeah, I'm sure. The Yankees up 3-0. They're not going to go quietly against the Dodgers. Five pitches is all it took. Jess Chisholm goes deep, 392 feet. Aaron Judge, wake up the band. Aaron Judge went homer two, two-run home run. He goes 403 in the right field, which we all know. That's the little K right field, man. That is a Pop Warner right field. Congratulations, Yankees. You hit it right there to one of the easiest places to hit a home run in Major League Baseball. But since you play 81 home games a year, you know exactly where that soft spot is. So props to you in that little ass ballpark.
Hey, I mean, they got to do what they got to do to keep the series going. I kind of figured they would win today. I mean, Gerrit Cole on the mound.
Yeah.
If they wanted to, and people are going to make it all about how it's history now because no team has ever made it to game six after being down 3-0 in a World Series.
We saw the Royals in 85, down 3-1, down 3-1.
Right.
Down 3-1 ALCS.
They just take
down
it one game at a time. But I mean, the Dodgers are really just preparing for game six.
They win 3-2. They go win the night and it goes 3-2, and they're flying out to LA for the final two. That's got a series on your hand at that point.
I just don't think you do because the Dodgers will have their main guy going for them tomorrow night but game six, while the Yankees will be throwing Rodon. And I mean, Rodon lost
Flaherty against Cole tonight. So
right. And Cole is their ace. Cole is the one. If you lose with Cole, then yeah, night.
Well, the Yankees playing strong 3-0 now, middle of the second, if you're into that kind of thing. But, yes, the short porch in right field, they homered. Text line 913 tells me something I don't want to hear, to be honest with you. 816 says, hell yeah, about to go grab a six-pack right now. They're talking about that Yuengling Oktoberfest. Well, yeah, if you're going to do it, you got to – I mean, they'll sell out of it. If it lingers in November, they're probably going to sell their cases to be gone. But that stuff will get skunky at some point. So if you're going to grab it, grab it. Don't just get a six-pack. If you really like that beer, go 12, go 18, go 24, you name it, but grab it because that's it, man. That's it before they switch to winter beer. Have you tried the Yuengling Oktoberfest? It's really good.
Yeah, I don't drink beer. Yeast just messes up my stomach, so I stay away from that stuff.
I love Yuengling, and I used to go all the time to Florida for work before I did this job. And, of course, they sold it there because they have a brewery in Tampa, and they had one in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Oldest brewery in America, Yuengling. But they only sold on the East Coast. The furthest west it was used to be in Tennessee. So you had to get it in Tennessee. Then it became Arkansas. So you go down to the Northwest Arkansas game and drink some Yuengling. And then all of a sudden, and I was like, man, when are you moving here? Then it comes here, and it's Kansas, Missouri, and there's big hoopla over it. It's good beer, man. It's tasty beer. If you're in that kind of thing, I know you're into other things besides that, but I do enjoy a good Yuengling. All right, so the hot takes were out this week, JT, about the Chiefs. The hot takes were out about the Chiefs and the flavor of the week, the Baltimore Ravens. Did you hear any of the nonsense that was talked about on the radio this week?
You mean prior
TV, excuse me. TV.
Prior to the Ravens losing or this week after they've lost?
No, after they've lost.
I have not, actually, so I can't wait to hear this.
I mean, they talked before the loss, they lost, and they've talked after as well. So they've talked twice tonight, not just once. But here's Ryan Clark, who's on the pregame Monday Night Football show, right? Ryan's everywhere, right? Ryan's everywhere. He does talk a lot of Chiefs. Likes to talk about the Chiefs in usually good ways. Like, usually Ryan Clark is very fair about it.
Yeah, he loves Spags.
Well, this take on Get Up this morning had Stephen A. Smith, which he was like going, what? And Cam Newton was on the screen. You can't see it here when I play, but he's like had that look on his face like, what the hell are you talking about? But here was Ryan Clark talking about the Ravens.
I'm picking the Ravens as the scarier team because right now, if you take away history, right, and you take away the things that we knew before 2024, Lamar Jackson is the best player alive, right? The best player living is Lamar Jackson. This is the year that Lamar Jackson becomes the champion. This is the year
Didn't we say that last year?
They were positioned last year to do it.
But here's the other piece of it is, too, though. Last year, the defense was better, right? The defense was better last year, and Lamar started to play great toward the end of the season. He wasn't this animal. Lamar wasn't the animal that every time I watched him walk on the field right now, I know what it's going to be. Lamar Jackson ain't got to win three in one year. He just has to win one. And when I watch this team right now, if I'm preparing to play either one of these teams, I'm more comfortable that I'm going to be in the game with Kansas City and I got to just find a way to win at the end than I am walking into Baltimore knowing that they might blow my doors off because I can't stop them.
It was Ryan Clark, who's quote supposedly knows what he's talking about. Lamar Jackson, by the way, came out later today. Didn't practice today because Harwood said, oh, he took a day off. Well, he took a day off for a reason. He's on the injury report for back and knee. So he's on the injury report today. Couple things there. And again, we talk about who is the flavor of the week. Let's take Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson is 1-5 against Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is 5-1 against Lamar Jackson. That is monumental. Lamar Jackson's postseason record is 2-4. Patrick Mahomes' postseason record is 15-3. 4 Super Bowl appearances, 3 Super Bowl wins, 3 Super Bowl MVPs. That might be tough for Ryan Clark to understand. That might be tough for Ryan Clark to comprehend. It's a shame that these networks hire football people to talk football that don't know football. The Ravens, do your homework, Ryan, or I'll help you out. How about I help you out? Yes, you're right. The Ravens defense isn't as good. You know where the Ravens defense is rated, Ryan? Against the pass, they're 32nd. How many teams are in the NFL? That would be 32. Being 32nd means you're dead ass last against the pass. They give up 20 yards a game more than the Jaguars, which is very tough to do, but they do because Jags are 31st or 32nd. They're 26th against points against. The Chiefs have not given up 30 points in 2 years. The Ravens have given up 30 points 3 of the last 4 weeks. The Chiefs have gone 28 straight games without a team scoring 28 points or more. And they did that once. Teams aren't even sniffing 30 points against the Chiefs. And I heard Ocho the other, what happens if a team scores 30 or 35? Well, what if? Ifs and buts are candies and nuts. We'd all have a hell of a party, right? Well, the problem is they don't because the defense stepped up. So don't give me this second place team, which, by the way, the Ravens are in second place behind the Steelers. Don't give me the second place team is better than an undefeated team when the undefeated team beat that team twice in the last year. Won the AFC title game at their house, and of course, here in Kansas City to start the season. Lamar Jackson, 1-5 against Patrick Mahomes. 2 career playoff wins. Mahomes sits 15-3 in the postseason. That's what it's all about, what you do in the postseason. I don't give a damn how many yards you're throwing for in the regular season. What do you do in the postseason? Do you know what the all-time leaderboard is for postseason wins with quarterbacks? Tom Brady sits at the top. Number 2, Joe Montana. Number 3, Patrick Mahomes. Joe Montana has 16 postseason wins. Patrick has 15. Patrick's 29. Joe's been long retired. Patrick Mahomes will be squarely in second place, only behind Tom Brady, probably within this season. Andy Reid sits 5 wins behind Belichick for the all-time winningest coach in the NFL in the postseason. But you won't hear that. You won't hear that. The thing is, a lot of people just don't like facts. They just don't. Like, facts really bother people. They do. Like Ryan Clark. I mean, that is just saying something to be saying something. To be honest with you, it starts to get old. It gets annoying. And not only that, it makes you look dumb. Like, it makes you look dumb because you're discrediting a team that's undefeated, that doesn't give up points. Yeah, you may be harsh on the Chiefs' offense, but I will say this. You know the Chiefs are 9th in the NFL in scoring offense? 9th. They score almost 25 points a game. Bet you didn't know that. The Chiefs are 2 in the NFL at stopping the run, 5 in points against. And by the way, they just brought in Uche, pass rusher, to get to the quarterback more. They're very good defensively. But let's not talk about how good the defense is. Let's keep trashing the offense. They're not scoring 30, 40 points a game. Well, I give any quarterback the challenge of playing with this group of wide receivers. They still find a way to win, which is incredible what they do. Absolutely incredible what they do. But they do. They haven't lost since last Christmas, the Raiders. They've won 13 straight games. You don't win 13 straight games in the NFL unless you aren't well coached and the players are playing the game and believing in themselves and the culture is good. You just won't do it. So, yeah, start looking at the Kansas City Chiefs and what they're doing, especially on the defense. Speaking of Mike Renner and CBS, this clown had this to say.
I think Prisco's crazy for saying they're going undefeated. This is one of the fakest undefeated teams right now in the NFL. They're blowing nobody out. 5-1 score wins so far in the season. They ain't going undefeated. They're going to drop one. They could lose to the Broncos this upcoming week. Ooh. They are a good team. They're not a great team. They're not going undefeated.
Really? Whoa, so you got a hater.
Mike, how many teams are better than the Chiefs right now?
I think... Nobody. I'm not saying anyone's better than them, but they're not this juggernaut that goes undefeated, right? There's a reason one team did in the past 25 years, and they were blowing teams out left and right. They're doing the Patriots. So it just
you're talking happen. About it being undefeated. You're all over the place.
I mean, I loved it how he said we were playing the Broncos.
That's 2 on the list. I mean, nobody takes you seriously when you're a bachelorette clown on TV trying to talk NFL. We just don't. You need a makeup mirror and to go on The Bachelor again is what you need to do and try to get a girl that's dated 30 other dudes. That's what you need to do. Chiefs aren't playing the Broncos. They're playing the Buccaneers on Monday Night Football. Oh, that big game, Monday Night Football. So you lose your credibility there. This one-score game nonsense, the Chiefs won by 7 against the Raiders, and 7 in the NFL is a lot of points to people get. Usually it's 3-point wins, 5-point wins, 4-point wins. If you gamble, you understand what I'm saying. It was a garbage touchdown at the end. The Raiders got it. The Chiefs win by 14. The week before, they go on the road to everybody's darling team, the 49ers, beat them by 10. The week before, they destroyed New Orleans. It would have been worse had Juju not decided to drop the football once again and put it right in the hands of Colin Saunders to get an interception because that became a 13-point swing. If you want to talk about something, Mike Renner, if you want to talk about something, Ryan Clark, when you want to talk about one-score games, why don't you find me another quarterback? Because you won't. Because you can't. Find me another quarterback that's played as long as Mahomes and only has 4 games in his history where he's lost by more than 1 touchdown or a 2-point conversion. The Bills, the Titans, the 49ers, the Super Bowls, and the Broncos. That's it. That's the list. Find me another quarterback in the history of the game that's ever done that. Oh, let me save you some time. You can't. Find me another quarterback that's gone 6 straight AFC title games every year he's been a starter to start the league. Give me a list of those names. Oh, that's right. You can't. I'll save you time. You can't. Lamar Jackson, 1-5 versus Mahomes. Lamar Jackson, 2 playoff wins. Patrick Mahomes, 15 playoff wins. 3-time Super Bowl champion. 3-time Super Bowl MVP. So save me your bullcrap. Do some homework, idiot. Idiots. Coming up next, I'll tell you why Halloween sucks. Jake Benjamin, JT Noah. JT, I'm all sorts of fired up, man. All sorts of fired up. You know what? One stat I didn't bring up, which again is something for Brian Clark's, the Mike Renner's of the world to look up. Look up what Mahomes' record is on the in the division on the road. And I mentioned how good the AFC West has been, because right now if the playoffs started today, three teams would be in the AFC West. Patrick Mahomes already won twice on the road in this division. Mahomes is 19-1 in the division on the road. That is ownership. And I know he's talked about this WNBA team that he and Brittany are thinking about buying. You know, he's got a portion of the Royals. He's got a portion of everything. He owns stock in the Raiders, the Broncos, and the Chargers as well. He just does. Matter of fact, they should send Father's Day cards to One Arrowhead Drive, care of Patrick Mahomes, because he is unloaded and spanked this division. That is complete ownership. So stop doubting him. You wanted to swing at the king, you best not miss. Because people are learning that the hard way. And if you're expecting 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, don't. Remember that year he did that? He lost the game when his offense scored 31, 41, and 51 points. He scored 50s and 40s twice and still lost. He had to put up those numbers. It was Texas Tech Pat. He had to put those numbers because the defense wasn't the defense like it is now. It's about winning the game. That's what it is. But I digress. Tomorrow's Halloween, JT. You and I decided on the Halloween dress-up day here at the office that you and I dressed up like we always do. There was no change in our attire. We look the same as we do, unfortunately, every day. Are you doing anything tomorrow, JT? Because they always say dress for the job you want. Well, I am.
I'm doing absolutely nothing but watching Thursday Night Football.
That's attaboy. Attaboy.
Even though it's going to burn my eyes, but it's okay.
Have you done a costume party? I know you're, you know, a guy young and love. And
I have not done a costume party.
You'll be getting married at some point.
I haven't done a costume party in 2 years, so my senior year of high school, senior year of college, I did one. And it was fun.
Leave it there, ma'am.
That's how we do
it. Leave it there. Yep. Put your big boy pants on.
Yep, exactly. Have fun in college. Now you get out there and you're in the real world.
I honestly think that we're a few years away from Hallmark taking over Halloween. Like Valentine's Day. I'm serious. And I love Hallmark, too. My dad made a career out of working there. I love Hallmark, local company and all that. But they've got a stamp on Valentine's Day. I think eventually they'll get a stamp on Halloween. Do you know that Halloween is really, when did this start? It's gone away from the kids, and it's gone to couples. Like, it really has. Like, I'm sitting here on Twitter. Macaulay Culkin, right? Dude from Home Alone, wasn't it, when the movie is him? He's dressed like Joe Burrow. It's like, come on, man, you're a grown man. And I see these tweets of these people, you know, these couples going as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Ha, 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 it's so funny. Or they're dressed, you know, like Flo from Progressive or whatever. I mean, Halloween has gone from kids to couples. It just has. Sure, you take your kids to trunk or treats or whatever, and that way they can go around and get all the candy and get all fat and stuff for that day. But it's become a couples thing. And I'm sitting here looking at Twitter, and Christian McCaffrey's on here dressed like the freaking Tin Man. And his wife is dressed like Dorothy. And he's sitting there holding this stupid little dog. And he looked pissed. It's like, take me away from here. His wife's dancing around like Dorothy, and he looks like he's pissed. Because she has him dressed up like the Tin Man.
I don't know how to tell you this, Bink, but I think you talking about this is kind of like, it sounds like a little jealousy. I'm not trying to call you out.
God, Mr. I'll go to weddings in the fall talking to me.
I had to go, but listen, you're the single one and you're calling out all these couples.
Maybe, but that's fine, but a lot of these guys are single or whatever. It's a girlfriend or, because clearly if they've been married a long time, they're sure as hell not doing this. Not playing dress up for Halloween. They're just not doing it. Hey, baby, let's put a wig on you and let's have you dress up for Halloween. Let's have you go as a big-ass jack-o'-lantern. Sure, baby. That sounds fun. That sounds like a great time. Let's dress me up, act like we're 25 again, and walk around the neighborhood or go to the party like we're a happy couple. Sure, baby. I'll do that for you if you'll let me sit there and watch football all day Saturday and Sunday. without complaining? Like, what grown man wants to dress like the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, or anybody else from the Wizard of Oz? They don't. They'll do it because, quote, they love you, but deep down they're seething inside because they hate you. No grown man wants to dress up like the Tin Man. He doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know why you would want to be the Tin Man or the Scarecrow.
I mean, you know, the Taylor and Travis, oh, let's be the happy couple. Blah, blah, blah. Again, you're taking Halloween and you're running it, people. You just are. I mean, pretty soon we'll be buying Halloween cards and sending people, I guess, flowers that are orange or whatever, JT. Whatever we do. Come on, people. Your husband doesn't want to do this. He doesn't want to go to that couple's party. He doesn't want to go to the couple's party dressed like Jake from State Farm, putting khakis on in a pole. He didn't want to do that, man. He doesn't.
I mean, that is Jake from State Farm is a pretty easy costume. So, I mean, it's not like you're doing really something that hard.
The 913, if Christian McCaffrey's wife asked you to dress up like the Tin Man, you would do it too. She is hot. She is hot. But it's not like Christian McCaffrey can't, you know, get what he wants, who he wants. He does not have to dress like the Tin Man. When you're making that kind of jack and you're the offensive player of the year, the last thing you need to do is dress like the Tin Man, holding a little dog, looking like you're honestly looking like you're pissed.
Was it a real dog?
It was a real dog.
Wow.
It's probably their family dog. They made the dog sit in the basket, which I'm sure the dog didn't want to do that either, to be honest with you. I guarantee that if you asked the dog, he wouldn't have wanted to do that. Of course, you can't really have a conversation with the dog, but if you could, he probably would say no. It doesn't want to be Toto. Like, what dog wants to be Toto?
The dog doesn't even know what it is, so...
I'm sure he doesn't want to be carried around in a little basket with the dad dressed up like a giant Tin Man when he's supposed to be out there breaking tackles on a football field, but instead he's dressed like the Tin Man. I'm sorry, people, but they, you know, it's a matter of time before Hallmark has Halloween movies. You couples have taken this over, man. You have. You've ruined it for the children. Kids used to get so excited to go out there and who has the full-size candy bars or not. They're changing, man. Because now it's about your costume. Now it's about you playing dress up. So screw Halloween. Football's on tomorrow. I digress. I'll try to cheer up, JT. I'll try to cheer up next. We'll do a happy football segment next.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a banana bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.